Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is the height of audacity for a man to seek any place of glory for himself when it is clear that the Lord alone is worthy of all glory. Men cannot rightly boast in any accomplishment, thought, or deed of record, since the Lord is responsible for his success. Thus saith the Lord, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Paul summed this up for the Corinthians when he wrote, For who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? There is no more insidious and ingrained trait which abides in the flesh of man than that of pride. Multitudes of books are written to encourage men to have pride in themselves, to have great regard unto their own thoughts, and to urge other men to act upon this same baseness. Yet the scriptures indicate that it is the pride of man that brings about his destruction. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. As we look in the book of Zephaniah, we read of the Lord's promise to bring the light of the gospel and the fruit thereof to that remnant which he has scattered throughout the earth. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. The Lord will call his people out from every kindred and tribe, and the manner in which he will make them manifest is the same now as it was then. This is that which Peter spoke of on the day of Pentecost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He said he would give the people a pure language, which is that which cannot be understood by impure men. There is but one language which is common to all the sons of God. Paul declared that he would speak no other. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. This is the gift of God. He said that they would all call upon the name of the Lord in that pure language. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He said that they would serve him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He said that they would bring mine offering. The natural man presumes to bring his own offering unto the Lord. Yet such shall not be received, for even our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in his sight. Only one offering will do, and no man can bring it except the Lord show him the necessity and completeness of that offering which was given once and for all. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The Lord has always made the promises given to Christ to be applied to that remnant which he has hidden in the earth. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. This remnant is that afflicted and poor people which the Lord has promised to leave in the midst of the world. The world is not their home, and they confess that they have here no continuing city, but they look for one which is to come. They are those who are stripped of pride and caused to bow in submission before the only one who is worthy of glory. For then will I take out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. Religious men despise this remnant, since they confess that they see nothing in fleshly religion that they can find satisfaction in. They desire the presence of Christ made manifest in the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. For here alone do they find rest unto their poor and afflicted souls. Christ is all. This is the work of God, and we will rejoice therein. In what is your delight?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.